Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.
Pointy end of Married at First Sight at the moment, with all the couples renewing their vows at the end of the experiment. Last night, we saw Jules and Cam actually get engaged, which was really exciting. The other couple to renew their vows were Jess and Dan, them being the most controversial couple of the entire series because they left their original partners and formed a new couple. We've actually got Dan on with us right now. How are you going, Dan?
Yeah, good, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks. I do have a really quick question for you guys in regards to why you decided to stay in the experiment together, because I just want a little bit of explanation, because you kept saying, oh, you know, Jess is in Perth and I'm on the Gold Coast, so we need to stay in it to see if it'll work. But you realise you could have just booked a hotel room for a couple of weeks, right? Like, that is an option.
Yeah. Looking back now, if I had my time over again, I would have left straight away. Yeah, definitely.
Really?
Me and Jess would have left straight away and done it on the outside. But because as you're saying, as it went on, the affair went on this big screen, my my mental health, my head got worse and worse. But that commitment ceremony, I didn't even recognise who I was on that TV screen the other night. That's for sure.
Wow. Because it would have been pretty heart-wrenching, and it is hard keeping a secret like that, especially with someone you're living with.
Yeah.
Are you still in contact with Tamara?
Yeah, I'll reach out. We've spoken a couple of times throughout the filming, throughout being on TV, and just to make sure she's all right, and she was just explaining how she's a bit upset about the way it's all looking on TV and unfolded. And look, I had a lot of respect for Tam, as you probably don't see on TV. But, she's a wonderful person. I've got nothing but I hope nothing for good things to happen to her and Mick. You know, I felt bad about the way it all went down. I felt bad about the secret that I was holding. It was something against my character, that's for sure. Something I wouldn't have done the outside world, that's for sure.
Are you worried that this mud is going to stick to you going forward? Because, of course, this show's going to end and then you have to go forward and live your life.
Yeah, I know. And that's one of the big things I've been looking back on now and just thinking, like, when you're inside that bubble, you're getting told, like, persuaded to hold on to these kind of little things to yourself, if that makes sense. Without throwing anyone on the bus, but you just, I would have liked to have said something to Tam in private pretty soon, rather than waiting to say in front of the group in the commitment ceremony. That was, I think that was a bit unfair on both Mick and Tam to say that way. I think they deserve the respect to get it away from the public, away from the rest of the group.
When you are in the bubble, are you allowed to contact family and friends in the outside? Like, is that a rule?
No, you can't speak to family and friends about what's going on in the show, no, because,
that's tough, not having advice.
Yeah, exactly right. Bottling all these emotions up can have an effect on yourself as well, you know, or effect on other people, so...
I could not date someone and not talk to my sisters about it. I just couldn't. No. It's just not an option for me.
Yeah.
Gabby's like... You're an open book.
Yeah.
Do you, like, does it get to the stage where, because I, like, at the end of the day, there's still lighting, there's still cameras, there's makeup, it's still a television show. Or do you get to the stage where all of that just becomes background and you're just living out this fantasy, this crazy kind of, you know, love life, and you kind of forget that you're being filmed? Like, what's your frame of mind while filming's actually taking place?
Yeah, you do get to that. You get to that stage where you're just like, oh, this is never going to be on air. This is never going to screen. So I'll just say this or say that. And just,
oh,
just
God, that's the gold.
So, yeah, foot and mouth. A lot of times from a lot of things that I've said, that's for sure.
Wow.
You do get like that, and you do forget that the cameras are there. We're not so forget, but you just get a lot more comfortable with them.
We haven't fully finished the show yet. Like, the reunion special is still coming up in a couple of days' time. But you and Jess are still doing media interviews together and you're papped out on the Gold Coast, on the beach. So how are you guys going?
We're going good. Yeah, look, there's been obviously a lot of rocky roads for Jess and I throughout the whole experiment and even after the experiment, with a lot of allegations coming out about she's been with this person or that person. So it has been challenging for the both of us, but... we're still going strong, so yeah.
And how's your family and friends? Because last night they did say, oh, mate, you're going too fast, run! And chose to ignore them. How are they? Have they come around?
Yeah, look, they're fine. Look, a lot of my friends and family haven't met Jess, obviously, because the way that this is since it's been on TV, she's been in media and dragged here, dragged there. So it's been full on since the start at the end of January. So, but like inside the experiment, a lot of people didn't see, like you only see us together for a week or so, but we were talking for a good 3 weeks every day before that. So you get to learn a lot about each other on a more of an emotional basis before you start becoming physical for the cameras, if that makes sense.
she wins the award for the quickest L word, the quickest love bomb dropped in Matt's history.
I loved your response too. I think so.
Thanks, David. Hey. That's an unenviable position to be in. No, we love it.
As soon as she said, do you love me? I was like, no, you can't ask that.
It's great television. Dan from Married at First Sight, like Gabby said at the start, one of the more controversial couples, yourself and Jess, but it's definitely been a roller coaster worth watching. Thanks so much for your time, mate. Appreciate it.
No worries at all. Good on. Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.